You're listening to SBS News.
It was a safe landing despite an engine on fire.
Mayday, Mayday, United 28 heavy, we experienced an engine failure, need a turn.
The right engine of the Boeing 777-200 headed from Denver to Honolulu suffered a catastrophic failure shortly after taking off on Saturday. Flames erupted under the wing as the plane began to lose altitude, the whole engine disintegrating mid-flight. Horrified passengers thought it was a bomb.
Big noise, big boom. And the first thing I really thought it was a bomb on the plane. So I told him, put your wallet in your pants and your phone, because if this blows up, I want to be identified. So that was my first thought.
Simona DeLucia says everyone was overcome by an eerie silence.
It was so silent on the plane, like you can hear a pin drop. Like nobody, there were kids on the plane, you didn't hear a cry, nothing. It was so weird.
The aircraft returned to Denver International Airport, landing safely with no one on board reported hurt. While physically fine, passenger Carla Wickard says she feared for her life.
All I can think is, this couldn't be my time. I have a son that unfortunately was in the shooting on Parkland 3 years ago on February 14th. I couldn't think like he wouldn't be able to survive just losing mom and dad together in one time.
Engine parts rained down on Denver suburbs. Now the United States airline regulator has ordered extra inspections on Boeing 777 jets that use the same engine model, the Pratt & Whitney 4000. U.S. aviation expert Stephen Ganyard says the issue was most likely a fan blade.
Anytime we see this kind of failure with the kind of damage that you see in this video of to the engine, it's always suspected that one of those fan blades let loose. And now we see video that shows clearly that one of those fan blades right up in the front of the engine is broken off halfway up.
The National Transportation Safety Board says its initial examination of the aircraft showed most of the damage was confined to the right engine, with only minor damage to the plane. There are about 2,500 PW 4000 engines in circulation. Aviation analyst Greg Amber from Monash University says it's unlikely aircraft fitted with this engine are landing in Australia.
Pratt & Whitney engines are less common now, much less common than General Electric and Rolls-Royce engines on this aircraft. It's probable that there are no aircraft with these engines flying into Australia now, but we don't know for sure because many airlines use the Boeing 777 coming into Australia, including Japan Airlines and United Airlines and Cathay Pacific and Emirates and so forth.
United Airlines is the only carrier to use the model in the US. However, the engine is fitted to 777 aircraft in Japan and South Korea. Japanese authorities have gone one step further, moving to ground all affected aircraft until investigations are complete. Mr. Amber says all national regulators should be cautious.
Japan has grounded all flights using this particular engine out of an abundance of caution, which I think was the right thing to do. And I would hope that other national regulators would take similar precautions.
Australian carriers Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin have confirmed with SBS their aircraft are not fitted with the engines. However, Australian authorities are yet to confirm the same for international aircraft that recently touched down in the country. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.